together.
We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So those of you just tuning in, I want to recap one of the overarching discussions we've been having tonight, which is about our friend Adamo Freeman, who is one of the founding members of copblock.org. He has now been sentenced to a two-month sentence in the Manchester jail, which is not the nicest jail in New Hampshire. It's not a good, nice place to stay. And he was sentenced to this originally when he went to court for this chalking trial, and other people have been found not guilty of chalking, they've been, after the fact, you know, there have been civil suits and people have been awarded money for
chalking, not
arrests,
being, yeah, a chalking offense.
Right, because it's not real graffiti, because it washes off. And, you know, things aren't quite the same everywhere. There's no consistency between courts. They're all completely arbitrary. In fact, even in the same courthouse, there's no consistency. So if you look at the fact that one guy made $170,000 off of a chalking arrest, or excuse me, I guess he didn't make that money. His lawyers got most of it. But one guy got a $170,000 judgment in a chalking case, and Adamo is going to jail for 2 months. That should show you that there's no consistency. But you could say, well, maybe the guy wasn't doing it in the same way Adamo was, or there's different
factors. Adamo was actually arrested for resisting.
Right, press. So you might be able to weasel your way out of that. But you wouldn't be able to weasel your way out of this example. There's the trespass of 12 arrests that happened back in 2010. I was involved in those arrests. I was one of the 12 that was arrested. Mark, one of your friends and a friend of mine as well, we're all originally from the same place in Florida, was arrested in this. Your security advisor,
mm-hmm.
And he was the only one of the 12 that was found not guilty.
Because he didn't get his trial wasn't in Keene, by the way.
That's not true. His trial was in Keene.
No,
his trial was not in front of the same judge as the rest.
So
of
there
us.
Was a judge from Jaffrey that came to Keene. Is that
That's
right?
Correct. A fill-in judge had come in for the day that your friend was on trial, and so all of the rest of the trespass of 12. And it ended up only really being like 9 cases that went to trial. But all of the 9 cases, everybody got convicted of trespassing. We were all in the same place. The circumstances were identical. We were there at the same time, arrested at the same time. I mean, there were identical circumstances.
It's crazy.
But a different judge sitting in the same chair in the same courthouse being presented with the same evidence, the same witnesses, everything was the same, found him not guilty, and the rest of us were found guilty by, we were found guilty by Judge A, Judge Burke,
yeah,
and then
you.
Judge B, the you know, the fill-in guy, he found this other gentleman not guilty. So no consistency whatsoever, even with the exact same circumstances in a case.
Now, didn't that happen also in this particular shocking case? Because there were other people who were charged, but one person was found not guilty. I can't remember who. It might have been Garrett.
Was it Garrett? I don't recall either. But that was it. Was difficult to compare apples to apples in that case too, because each individual was arrested at different times in this case. Whereas with the trespass of 12, all 12 were arrested at the same instant with the same swarm of police officers that came upon us. Whereas with the chalking 8, there were a couple people arrested right up front. Then there were a couple more people arrested, and then Kate was arrested later. And then so there was kind of a long period of time in comparison. So just in case you thought there was some sort of consistency in this court system, there's not. There's no consistency whatsoever. And any idea that there is some sort of consistency or rule of law or anything that you can predict about it is absolutely ridiculous. If you believe that this court system is predictable in any way, shape, or form, then you just don't have enough experience with it. If anything, the only thing you can predict out of this is that they will be tyrants and that they will be as awful as they can possibly be. More so,
you
usually
certainly look for the worst and hope for the best.
Right. More they will be more awful than you are expecting in some cases. But that's really about all you can predict about it, because they just do whatever it is they want to do, and they can disregard any of their rules any old time they want to. So our friend Ademo is now in jail for 60 days, and there's no hope of getting him out. Which is one of the things I wanted to focus on here, was a general question of what do you do about this? What do you do when travesties of justice are happening around you? Because please, don't just listen to this thinking, oh, you guys are only talking about New Hampshire. This stuff happens where you live, too. You just don't have access.
Probably worse.
Yeah. This would absolutely
probably
happen
worse
if you stood up where you are. Where
yeah.
you live.
Well, no, not just if you stood up, but this kind of shenanigans of sending court documents to the wrong address and then, you know, basically punishing the victim, punishing the person because the court sent the documents to the wrong address. You know that stuff happens to other people. They just don't have a CopBlock.org blog to talk about it. They just don't have an activist network behind them to back them up. They don't have Free Talk Live to go on and discuss these things.
Right.
I mean, the average Joe that's going to court on whatever nonsense charge he's been hit with, they pull this crap in other places.
It on me. You've been in court twice, and you've called me and said they just called your name in court.
Right. The last two times I happened to randomly be in Keene District Court, I hear Nemi's name called, and I'm like, where is she? She's not here. I didn't know you were supposed to be there.
Right.
I wasn't there for you. I was
right.
there for another person who was there. I was there to record somebody else's hearing, and I hear them call your name, and I'm trying to call you and let
yeah.
you know. And
yep. So you've saved me twice now.
Yeah.
You've saved me twice. So I have two trials coming up.
Did they not send you a notice? Or
I did not receive the notice. And they said, well, it didn't get returned to us. No, I've had problems with Keene Post Office over the years. I just moved from a place where I'd lived for the better part of 15 years.
Mm.
And now I'm in the process of moving. So there's the whole aspect of forwarding mail
yeah.
and changing addresses with everyone and making sure everything is. Yeah, I haven't done this in a long time. But yeah, the two times that I was supposed to be in court, I had not gotten my notices. Now,
right.
whose fault is it? I don't know. It could have been mine. I don't have a clear-cut case like Ademo does.
Well, normally what they'll tell you in court is that it's your responsibility. They'll ask you in an arraignment, what's your address? Is this your address?
Yeah.
Is your current address? So the first time you are physically in court to be arraigned, they will check your address with you. This has been my experience
mm-hmm.
over years of attending court trials. They'll check the address with you, and then they'll tell you, we're going to, you know, basically, you have to let us know if your address changes.
Of my arraignments was I asked if my address was current, but at that point, it still was my former address.
Mm.
I've only been in my new place for, a month?
Well, there's no consistency here, but that's been my observation.
Right.
Usually, they'll check your address with you at the very beginning, and they'll tell you it's your responsibility to update us if you move or if
yeah.
you change addresses. But they're obviously not going to know about that. So that makes sense. If you move and you would like to continue receiving these notices,
right.
you should inform the court.
Even though the post office is supposed to, if you file a change of address, the post office is supposed to follow you with your mail, but whatever.
Right. Mistakes were made, Ian.
Yeah. So they do this to people, not just the courts, but bureaucrats all over the place. Look at how many people have had a situation where they've been pulled over. Oh, guess what? Your license is expired. What? Suspended? Wait, or it's suspended. Your license has been suspended. What do you mean it's been suspended? Nobody ever sent me any notice. How many people have been through that situation?
Ha, I was arrested for that.
They shouldn't be able to arrest you unless you're talking about, at the very least, a misdemeanor. For a violation-level offense, they should not be able to issue an arrest. That's crazy. The police officer, at the very most, should be able to say, hey, you know, there's a tag on your license here that says that you haven't, you know, such and such happened. But to take a person who missed a court date on a speeding ticket or something like that,
yeah.
or, you know, whatever it might be, suspend their license and, you know, get them, then grab them for driving on a suspended license, this is insane.
And haul them off to jail. Yeah.
But it happens all the time.
And I was arrested a block from my old house.
Right.
And I was told that I would have to have my car towed from where it was parked.
Actually, you're supposed to be able to call somebody to take it. But they don't want to offer you
because it's, I mean, it's obviously an unsafe vehicle. It doesn't have a piece of paper in it.
Right, and you can't drive it a block.
I never got the notice either when
so they sent two people to rip the plates off my car right on my own property.
When they suspended my license, they never gave me a notice. Yeah, they sent it to the old address that I had on an old license that they had in their system after I had sent them my new address and told them, send me all correspondence to this new address. Yeah. The only reason I found out without getting arrested or pulled over was because a cop in town happened to be nice enough to tell me when he saw me on foot to say, hey, your license has been suspended. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 11, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,617.72, $808.86 for a half ounce, or $404.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,617.72, $808.86, and $404.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live is as follows. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Excuse me.
You all right, everybody?
I am fine. The mobile site is available for you. The webcam, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, all there. You can enjoy it all for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to, they basically want to charge you for their sites. $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. We don't do that stuff. We give it away at freetalklive.com. Now, of course, if you would like to support the show, you may do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, which is only $3 per month. And we'll take that $3 in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum. Go to get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use some alternative methods. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about courtroom inconsistencies, courtroom outrages. Today was a particularly outrageous day as a friend of mine and a friend of ours here on the program, Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, was placed in jail on a 2-month sentence because of a paperwork snafu. And the court,
that's what it comes down to.
And the court just didn't care. Adamo had all of the evidence was necessary to prove that he was absolutely correct, that the court had screwed him on this paperwork thing where they sent something to an address that didn't even exist. Adamo had never put a change of address in. He's never missed a trial date, so he never would have missed this trial date had he known what the trial date was. But he didn't know because he never got the notice of the trial date.
And I really wonder, having dealt with the court systems far more in the last 6 years or so than I ever did previously, and I know these words have come out of my mouth, that we've got the best judicial system in the world. And I wonder whether or not those statements, if this is a true statement, it's a horrifying statement about justice around the world.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of nations. I mean, really, all of Western Europe, you know, none of those nations have better judicial systems than ours.
Okay. I don't know.
Possibility exists. Okay, I'm with you. But I really wonder whether the people that make those statements have either A, are some kind of paid sycophant. You know, they work for the system. You know, they're some kind of law, trial attorney. They want you to make you feel good about these kind of things. They work for the government, that propagates this system. Or B, they really have no idea what they're talking about. They haven't dealt with this court system. And if they have, they certainly haven't dealt with others. So I just wonder, you know, is this a true statement? Because I already know that the civil rule where, you know, the loser pays is instituted in most countries in the Western world and isn't in the United States. And we have the most civilly litigious society in the world. I wonder why. Because the loser doesn't have to pay.
Did you notice, Nemi, by the way, in the courtroom today that the attorneys were really like, they're really on their ball. Like the attorneys were just kind of jumping up and
Yep, they sure were.
Basically, they were calling names, which was different. I'd never seen this happen before. Maybe they do it in Manchester and they don't do it in Keene. But
right.
I know that I was in Keene District Court this morning, bright and early, as another activist was being arraigned on some charges. And the courtroom was packed full of people, but they didn't do a roll call. They did actually like a roll call at this Manchester District Court today where they read off the names of the people that were on the docket and people were here, you know, just like you were in an elementary school class or something like that.
Calling off the status, too, like they're looking for a continuance or whatever.
Well, that's what the lawyers were doing.
Right.
If the person didn't have a lawyer, they would just say that they were here.
Right.
But the lawyers were like jumping up. They were very energetic and they were just, you know, oh, I'm here for my client. And, you know, they really seemed to be putting on quite a show.
Yep.
That was my impression of them today.
They sure were.
Yeah. Like to make you want, ooh, yeah, a lawyer. Gotta get a lawyer. Well, I don't know how helpful these attorneys are in general, but I know that this court system is outrageous, and what I want to know from you is what can we do about it? What can you do about this just systemic corruption that this judge today says, oh, well, I don't have the authority to do anything about this, Adamo, so you're just going to have to go to jail. You've been remanded to custody, even though, as Mark, you pointed out, he clearly could have just suspended the sentence. He could have turned him loose for some extra time.
Could have gotten
whatever.
Some kind of continuance or something.
Right, continued it or filed an injunction or something. I'm not sure how any of that would work, but I do know that The other option that he has is the Redress of Grievances Committee in Concord.
Ademo has that option, yeah. But that's an option that takes months and months and months.
Right.
And so, again, he's going to be out of jail before that.
He's
ends
going
up
to jail. He's in jail for
he's
2 months.
He's in jail, yeah.
But that's the thing. Even if he does go through the redress panel, I don't think the judge has broken any rules. I mean, the judge is probably telling the truth in that he can't override what the higher court judge has decided, and the higher court judge decided to deny Damo's motion that showed that clearly the court was in the error of, you know, sending the notice to the wrong address. But he denied that and said this lower court judge can't, by their own system, overturn the decision of the higher court judge. So that much is true. So even though what he did was wrong, and he could have made it right by being a human being and
doing
something nice.
He could have made it moral, but it's probably legal.
Right, but you're right. So by the system and by the rules, he's probably telling the truth. And so therefore, going to the grievance panel would just be more of a general statement against the court system.
Justice was not done.
No.
And I think that... It's many people that can be tapped to draw attention to this. It's much like the Peterborough clerk about EBT cards that we've talked about the last couple of weeks.
Where she refused to sell cigarettes.
Right, cigarettes. It brings attention to it. And if enough people are affected by it, like I've been affected by it, the more limelight, the better, I think.
Well, I would love to see them abolish the entire court system in New Hampshire. I think that would be a nice thing.
I don't think Ademo's going to be able to pull that off.
No, that seems
a little far-fetched. No, but I'm talking about the grievance panel.
Right.
Like, there was talk about the grievance panel or the legislature possibly being able to just abolish the entire courts and sort of rebuild them from scratch, so to speak.
Yeah,
and really, that's the only way.
I'd like to send a warning to these judges, because at this point, none of them are sitting out there feeling warned.
No, and nothing's going to happen to this judge in this case, because, again, he didn't break the rules. He didn't do anything against his judicial canon or whatever. And so that's why I'm saying, what can you really do about this? You can take the whole court system and talk about it at this, you know, the grievance panel, I guess, and then maybe they'll come back with some sort of recommendation. By the way, only the New Hampshire state government has a grievance panel. There are no other grievance panels anywhere else that I'm aware of, that are staffed by state representatives and that sort of thing. But
if they were staffed by state representatives in other states, it wouldn't matter to me anyway.
Ultimately, there are no shortage of victims of these courts. I mean, you want to talk about plenty of people that would support getting rid of the court system as we know it. There are, you know, no shortage of amount of folks out there that have been screwed hard by these courts. So it would be a relatively popular thing to do. But then again, there's all the so-called law-abiding folks that like to pretend that they don't break any laws, when, of course, we all know that everybody does. But these folks would not want to see the court system change, because they are still living under this illusion that the court system is actually providing them with some sort of safety from real vicious criminals. And every now and then, one or two of them does walk through those courtrooms.
And you got to consider how many people work for these local governments and are, you know, attached in some way or another to the, you know,
they're going to fight tooth and nail.
The good old boy system. You know, the cops, the prosecutors, the clerks in the court.
Right.
All those people have families. And remember, when you're talking about local elections, you're talking about a 10 or 15% turnout rate generally. So when when all those city bureaucrats turn out, they're more than half of that.
They're voting for their system every single time. And the system, the people inside the system will fight to the bitter end to keep things the status quo. So what should be done about this? 855-453. I mean, I have a general answer, but I don't know what specifically should be done. It's Free Talk Live.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can bring us anything you want. You're toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. Click and download as many episodes as you would like at freetalklive.com and visit our SoundCloud page to make it easy to share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live or the Edgington Post, for instance, with your friends. You can go to the SoundCloud link over the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. Look under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link, and then go there and share whatever episodes you want to on Facebook, Twitter, or whichever of your favorite social networking websites you like to use. Once again, freetalklive.com for a whole bunch of archives. So I'd asked the question before, and we're going to go to your phone calls here. You're welcome to answer the question or bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. But I asked the question, what do you do about this corrupt court system that we have? And don't just think, oh, it sounds really bad in New Hampshire. It must be really bad there. I'll just stay right where I am. No. Your court system's corrupt, too. You just maybe have the good fortune of not having spent much time in it. And I was talking with the demo today before he went into jail about just how much time we've spent in courtrooms, because this is one of the activism, you know, most consistent forms of activism that I do is I'll go to court to support somebody who's a liberty loving activist and, you know, be there for them and bring a video camera in and tape the occurrence if that's something they want done. And I've probably spent months of my life in court at this point. I mean, at least I would guess from the 6 years that I've been doing this, going to court on a regular basis to spend time and support folks, I imagine I've been there at least for a month straight of, you know, 24-hour days. I feel like I've been in a lot of court hearings.
Seems like you have.
So I've seen a lot of this nonsense up close and personal, and it's terrible what they're doing to people. It's not just that they're hurting liberty activists. They're hurting everybody. Anybody that walks through those doors is being victimized by the court for the most part. There are the occasional real criminals that go through there, but it's very rare when that actually happens. So most of those court arraignments are packed full of people that have never hurt another person in their lives. In fact, I made some statement about that today while we were waiting for the judge to come in about how I bet everybody sitting in this room has never hurt another person. And I think that's generally a safe statement to make. They're just aggressing against people, and there's no accountability for it. There's no way to hold these judges to any level of standards. If you complain to the Judicial Complaint Committee or whatever they're called in your state, that's just another panel of judges in most places that will back up their buddies. So it's not like they ever do anything to their friends. I mean, they play golf with these guys. And so there's no
way. It's ludicrous to think that they don't.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you really ultimately do about this? What can really be done? Well, you can work within the system. That's great. That's really working fast
also,
and effective.
These judges on these review panels, they know that at some point or another, they're going to do whatever it is that you might be complaining about this judge doing. So why would they want to, you know, set a precedent of, you know, making themselves vulnerable?
Right. Well, we've got video of a demo who's, again, the guy that just went to jail today. Last year, he was arrested by Judge Burke in Keene after walking up the stairs with a video camera and asking Burke 3 questions on his way into work. He was very respectful. He called him sir, and he asked him some questions about arresting a man with a hat on in court. And that's all that it was. But Burke said he was threatened and ordered his goons to arrest him. He was held in jail for 2 days. The charges were dropped. The felony charges were dropped, and that was the last of it. That was the last anybody ever
dropped because the cops illegally searched through his camera that he had in his property, by the way.
I don't know if that was
the reason. That's
what he told me. I don't know if it was an illegal search, but they...
You think they could just go through your camera?
Yeah, it's on your person. They can go through anything that you have.
I don't think that's the case.
Oh, I've never heard of that before, Mark. That's news to me. Why wouldn't they be able to go through anything that is on your person when they arrest you?
I don't think so.
They have to inventory it, and it's evidence.
All right. Well, let's talk to Adamo about it, because that's, I believe,
how he told me the story. Well, we can't. He's in jail right now. He may be able to reach a phone at some point and call into the studio lines here at the LRN.FM studios, but odds are good he's on lockdown at the moment, because when you usually get him put in jail, they usually hold you in... solitary.
Got to make sure he doesn't have tuberculosis.
Right, can determine various different things about you. But, like, you know, I'm open to ideas. What do you think should be done? Obviously, there's the old tactic of doing a candlelight vigil outside the judge's house. There's that one. There was another guy that's got a laser that he wants to do a laser light show outside of the guy's house. Like, you could use a laser to write a message on someone's garage door or something like that. So, you know, there's some creative sort of protesty style ideas. But what's ultimately going to change how this plays out? These judges don't care if you hate them.
They're
hated by all kinds of people. They're
you guys have done vigils outside judges' houses in the past.
Yeah. And so, I mean, suing them, they're pretty much immune from being sued.
Right. Well, they have free legal advice. They've gone through law school.
Right.
You're fighting on their battleground.
Yeah, and the state will hire an attorney to defend them.
Right. So they don't have to pay for it.
What do you do? 855-450-FREE, and whatever's on your mind goes to. Bruce is listening in South Carolina. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, real quick story. I had a friend of mine, let's call her Kay. About a year or two ago, she was working in a strip club as a server or waitress. Apparently, the police had been scanning the place for a while because one day when she was working, they came in and busted the place and arrested a good number of people. She was one of the people arrested. She didn't understand why she was being arrested, and when going through processing, she kept asking everyone what she was in there for, and everybody replied was the same. You know what you're in here for. It was a very, you know, disrespectful attitude.
Yeah.
She finally, when they finally put her in and everything, she finally figured out she was put in there because they thought that she was passing drugs along within the nightclub. Now, I know this girl for 1,000 years, it feels like. She gets drunk off of a single bottle of beer, so naturally she doesn't do drugs or anything of that nature. She finally got out and everything and hired a lawyer. The lawyer is actually trying to convince her to take a plea deal in the situation.
Oh, God, yes.
So
fire.
Her trial and everything is still pending. Keep in mind, her backstory is she's a psychologist student. She's in undergrad school. She's trying to get an internship, and now she can't get hired anywhere, more than likely because of this being on her record.
Yeah.
Sounds wow. Right.
Yep.
Fire the lawyer. Fire him.
Yeah. She's actually trying to sue the state and the lawyer.
Wow.
That's what she's trying to do.
I sincerely hope she has some luck here because it's horrifying. I mean, what kind of evidence do they have against her?
None. That's the thing about it. There is no evidence because she had nothing on her at any time. But it's the fact that, their word against hers.
Yeah, we think you were doing bad things in this club, that bad things were going on. We could prove bad things were happening. So, and you were in there, so there you go. You're bad.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, this is literally a case of wrong place, wrong time.
Yep.
But there's nothing she could do about it.
And what are the charges?
Go ahead.
Do you know what the charges are?
The charges are, I forget. It is basically like drug distribution. I believe that's what it was. I actually saw her mugshot online, and I didn't want to show her to, but I saw a mugshot, and I believe right underneath it did say drug distribution.
I wonder if it's like a conspiracy charge, or, I mean, if they think they've got actual evidence against her. Because, again, if they don't need
evidence. Not more than, fewer than 1% of cases of arrest actually end up at trial. They don't
need
evidence.
Because people take the plea deal. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, they can just bluff their way into conviction after conviction because people are too afraid of what might happen otherwise.
Well, she's not trying to take a plea deal. She's trying to fight the whole thing all the way through. She is completely innocent, and she knows she's innocent. The best thing about all this in the end is the fact that she was such a law-abiding individual. But after her experience going through this rigmarole of the system, she is now more liberty-minded.
Once people run up on the system and see just how messed up it is, likely the prosecutor hasn't even looked at her case. He doesn't have to take the prosecutor, he or she doesn't have to pay any attention to what's going on until, maybe a couple of weeks before the trial. It's like cramming for an exam. Everybody, please. This person has no belief at all that this girl is going to go to trial. Oh, she's a tough negotiator. Well, I've dealt with tough negotiators before. You just let them sweat it out. So the prosecutor probably has no idea that there's no evidence against her. Any chance she's called this person?
Yeah, I mean, they talk face to face. She hired this person, in fact. This is the person she actually hired.
The prosecutor,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, the prosecutor. I don't know if she's actually talked to him.
I'd call him. I'd say, hey, look, what do you have? What evidence do you have against me?
File for discovery.
If she's lawyered up, he's not allowed to talk to her without her attorney present.
That's true. Fire the lawyer and file immediately for discovery is what I would do and see what evidence they have against you. And thank you, Bruce. Let us know what happens to your friend if you don't mind. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You file a motion for discovery and immediately that prosecutor is going to know he's dealing with somebody who's not his average opponent. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign this to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed
in this. No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make. Wait, no. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases
purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in right now to 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there, and they're all free for you. freetalklive.com.
If you're like me and you think that gold and silver are probably on their way up and that they're bargain priced right now, these are things I believe. I certainly have plenty of metals myself. Then you should go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have several coins and pieces for you to pick from there. Beautiful Lakota Nation silver rounds, the Ludwig von Mises pieces there. So it's the Mises pieces. And, you know, all kinds of gold pieces, too. You can get the maple leafs. By the way, Ian, that's the only time you can be able to say leafs grammatically correctly. Because
really?
It's not leaves.
Why?
Leaves. It's maple leaves. Because they're coins with a maple leaf on it, and they're called maple leaves. Because it is a maple leaf coin. And
so the plural of maple leaf, in this case, you're saying is maple leaves.
As opposed to maple leaves. So anyway, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com, load up on precious metals there, and get some of the best prices on the internet, and help Free Talk Live in the process.
Was it you that were saying the other day that apparently there's like some new rule in English that says you can't use the I, like cacti, that's out?
It's unpopular, yeah.
Like I don't care. That's still a great word to say.
Awesome.
It's like meese for plural of moose.
Yeah, it's fun.
But they're trying to get rid of the I.
Yeah, remember, it's a style issue when it comes to language, especially at this level. And, you know, it's not stylistic.
They're also doing away with cursive, so.
Good riddance.
I don't understand cursive.
I hate cursive, and I still don't know how to write a Z in cursive. I never understood that one when I was growing up.
Well,
I could teach you.
You could just drop the loop off the bottom and just make it a regular Z.
I went to private school. I went to private school, so they taught us how to write in cursive.
Sure.
I went to government school.
My grandmother wrote in cursive, but, you just don't find people that write in cursive anymore.
Man, I just don't see any reason for it.
And they didn't even call it cursive. They call it handwriting.
Handwriting.
It makes it harder to read. I mean, males tend to already have really poor handwriting. You want me to write in cursive on top of me having bad handwriting? No.
Yeah. I don't get it.
So, by the way,
I don't think I'm going to teach my son cursive.
What does it come in handy? It doesn't do anything.
I don't think I'm going to teach him fractions. Checks? Certainly not at the age that they don't teach European kids fractions. They don't. What do they know about fractions? They deal in decimals.
Right. I mean, there's a little bit of cursive in my signature when I sign a check, but it's not real cursive. It's just like
right. Sure.
Sarah, puking on all the page. Time. You're puking on a page?
That's what the signatures look like. Just people just randomly doing things on a page. Like they have nothing. Signatures have nothing to do with cursive. So I'm just trying to think of, I don't use cursive in any other way, shape, or form.
I love it when they tell you to sign your full name on a document. Well, wait a second. Do you want me to sign, or do you want my full name? Because my signature could be an X.
It could be.
Yeah.
So a signature is a signature. Your full name is your full name. They may be the same thing. They may not. Have you ever heard people say this?
Yeah.
Because I love to have these conversations. I've got nothing better to do with my life. I'm a radio talk show host for a living. So I'll just go ahead and talk to you about this ludicrous statement you've made to me. And really, do you want my signature? Do you want my full name? This kind of silly stuff that people say.
Sometimes you can sign things without actually signing. Like online, when you sign up for the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org and join the over 1,000 people now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the nearly 12,000 people that have pledged to make the move and to get active for liberty. If there's ever anything that's going to change these corrupt court systems, it's going to be people doing something. I don't know what it is. Some sort of inside-the-system thing. It's going to have to be inside-the-system.
These judges need to be replaced. It needs to be a groundswell of people that just say, look, this judicial system as it exists is corrupt, and they need to, fill the general court here in New Hampshire. And at some point, these judges will be so petrified they'll have to start handing down just rulings.
Oh boy, you're a dreamer. I love it. Well, that's why we're here, is to hopefully make some differences. I think we already have in a number of different ways. It's just that the most entrenched bureaucracies are going to be the hardest to affect.
And, either that, or you leave them.
And these guys are entrenched. So let's go to Jake listening in Indiana. I think listening to Benton Harbor in Michigan's 94.9. WSJM. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to your topic today, and I have I did a paper in college. I may touch on your topic briefly here. I did a paper that the title was that absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And in my contentions there, my thesis that dealt with the three organizations in this country that are extremely corrupt. And dealt with the judges, the court systems, law enforcement, and the last piece is our politicians. And there were a lot of documented cases out there in which all these have, been documented. I tell friends of mine, I said, don't take my word for it. You can look this stuff up. I mean, in regards to, like, the court systems you were talking briefly about, you have judges that may not follow the law, but impose their own personal belief systems or values against a defendant. In law enforcement, I know they have checks in there that say they're supposed to, checks and balances within each one of their niches. However, you have the blue wall, and then you have documented cases there. What was the name of the officer in New York? Frank Serpico.
Serpico?
The case, Rodney. His fellow officers in different precincts there, they were pretty corrupt. Look at the Rodney King episode. And then when you get into politicians there, you got their lobbyist groups out there. These guys get a lot of kickback. So, there's a lot of corrupt, I think that the system itself corrupts people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, power itself corrupts, as you've already observed.
Monopolies. In all these cases, these organizations are essentially monopolies. In their given geographic area, they don't have competition. And if they do have competition, that competition's cartelized with them in the sense of police and then sheriffs or state police and that kind of thing. they'd much rather put you, the citizen, away in jail than go after one of their own.
Absolutely.
Because they don't want their own come after them.
Well, there was also an interesting article that we read once, Mark, about how there's scientific evidence that power corrupts human beings.
And more than one.
Yeah.
And those three tiers, exactly. I think because people may go in with good intentions, but the thrill or just the power struggle there just overwhelms people, and they give into it. Not all of them. I don't mean to say all of them, but I mean there are a lot of cases out there.
Well, I wonder in those cases, there are a lot of cases, and, since on this show we read about these night after night after night, we certainly don't bring by any stretch of the imagination all the corrupt cop stories that we read in the United States. I mean, they're almost not even news. They're so common. But you wonder if this is as common as it is, these other cops, the good cops, the 9 out of 10 good cops that are supposed to be running around in these stations, how come they're not doing something about these other cops? Or is it actually collusion? Is it that they are too scared? Is it there's so few good cops that they sit around huddled, scared in the corner? Is it that corruption comes from the top down?
Well, I guess there's lots of possibilities. I mean, you have the blue wall, of course, or it could be very dangerous for them.
Oh, yeah.
There's just possibilities I'm throwing out there. So, and that's unfortunate.
Well, right. I mean, if you are a good cop and you see what the bad cops are doing to people who are innocent, that might scare you into wondering what they would do to one of their own who turned on them.
Well, we've seen what's happened with
your politicians as well. They're just as guilty. They manipulate the law.
They're worse. They don't even have a long-term job to look for. They're just looking for the next 4 years.
Hey, Jake, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk quickly to AC in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I had an interesting, kind of funny, but maybe a little disturbing question I think I'd like to ask you guys.
All right, go.
Okay. Now, for those of you, who may have kids, and I know, Mark, you do. You have a son. We live in a society that's very demonizing of sex, but very welcoming to violence. So I have a question for you. If you had a child, would you rather them grow up to be a soldier or a porn star?
Wow.
Porn star.
These are the only choices that you get?
Yes.
Porn star.
No problem. Porn star. Easy choice.
Yeah, I would encourage him to wear a condom.
It's safer.
There you go, AC. What's your answer to the question?
I'd say porn star, too, because at least porn stars aren't killing innocent people.
Right.
Unless it's like rape or something, but that's not porn, that's snuff.
Yeah, well.
Is snuff real? I mean, is it real?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Timing is everything, guys.
Timing is everything. We're out of it right now. AC, thanks for the call tonight. What, are you in a rush to leave, Mark? You don't have to stay here. Nemi and I can hold the fort down. You got a cake in the oven or something?
I just don't need to be asked questions about my son becoming a porn star.
You're just jealous.
Of,
you would be jealous.
Of
your son.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You know it.
Good night, guys.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.